Our next guest, Joshua Kors, is a freelance investigative reporter. He's the author of the Nation article, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits, which has become somewhat of a lead news story. It is a lead news story on Nightline last night. It was an important story on the ABC Nightly News, and those stories were based on the hard work of Joshua Kors. Joshua Kors, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good to be with you, Henry.
Yes, and I understand you've had quite a day since this story's been out there in the broadcast world.
Yes. Well, you know, it's an important issue, and I think, you know, different radio stations want to hear about what's happening to our soldiers and, you know, about the care they should be getting.
And, of course, our audience is aware of your work, but we always get new listeners, so let's go back and briefly tell them some of the issues involved and how Specialist Town lost his benefits.
Sure. Well, my original report in The Nation magazine was about John Town, who was struck by a rocket in Ramadi, Iraq. It exploded just 2 feet over his head, severely damaging his hearing, giving him headaches, memory problems. He was given the Purple Heart for those wounds. But when it came time to discharge him and provide him benefits, the Army decided that he had a pre-existing personality disorder, and discharging him that way, they could slide him out the side door without providing him disability or medical benefits. He even had to give back his signing bonus. That's one of the provisions of the personality disorder discharge. Doing that added up to him owing the Army several thousand dollars right after his discharge.
So it's sort of like, thank you for your service, here's your bill on the way out?
Exactly. $3,000 worth.
But this is an anomaly, right? This doesn't happen all the time.
And I think that was the most shocking part of my findings. In the past 6 years, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with this personality disorder. And doing that, the military is saving $12.5 billion. In disability and medical care.
Well, my goodness, that's almost what, when you spend it a month in Iraq?
I don't quite know how to answer that one. I think every penny they're trying to save, and whether in the long run that's a significant amount, I think is something that the Surgeon General is going to have to ask for when she is called later this summer to discuss this at the United States House of Representatives hearing.
Well, I didn't plan it that way, but I guess hearing the testimony of former Surgeon General Carmona, we're not too optimistic about how well this administration will live up to their responsibilities there.
Well, you know, Gail Pollack is the Surgeon General of the Army. It's a little more specified a position, but I think she's going to have a lot to account for. Ms. Pollack was involved in a comprehensive 5-month review of these personality disorder discharges. And in that time, she interviewed not a single soldier. She submitted a final report saying that all the diagnoses were correct and that they had given thoughtful and thorough analysis to each of the cases. But they didn't interview anybody. All they did was speak with the doctor who was in charge of the original diagnoses and ask him whether he got it right the first time. He said that, yes, he did. And they shut down the review at that point. It'll be very interesting to see how she accounts for that review being thoughtful and thorough when it comes to her subpoenaed testimony.
We're speaking with Joshua Kors, investigative journalist. His article in The Nation magazine, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits, was the focus of both an ABC Nightly News report last night and a Nightline report last night. Attorney Jim Delgado has a question, I believe.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you doing today? Can you hear me, Joseph?
Joshua.
Joshua, I'm sorry. Joshua, can you hear me?
I sure can.
I'm sorry, Joshua. I'm sitting here reading something that I shouldn't
Joshua
be reading.
Joshua was sending me show prep at 4 a.m. last night. He's got quite the burden of the journalist here.
My question is, is there anything in place that Specialist Town can appeal it?
Yeah, there is a system to appeal. You can go to the Army Board of Correction and Military Records. But it's a very hard process to navigate. Obviously, even harder if one has traumatic brain injury from a rocket attack. I do know of one case in which it was successful, the case of William Wooldridge, who came back from Iraq after being deemed perfectly healthy with schizophrenic-type delusions after he ran over in his truck the young Iraqi girl who was just about his daughter's age. She was pushed in front of his shipment truck. He was not able to swerve away from her and came back severely troubled because of this. They discharged him with personality disorder, but later he was able to get that voided because he had some political contacts in Washington who went to bat for him, got things reversed. But I think you'll find it quite comic that they didn't admit their error and decide that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. They changed his discharge to secretarial authority, which is a literal catch-all for all diagnoses that they can't fit into any other neat category. You know, people have accused the military of using the personality disorder discharge as a catch-all for pretty much everything from schizophrenic delusions to hearing loss to, in Richard Dykstra's case, stomach problems from a bilateral hernia. In this case, they changed it to one that literally, in the records, was a literal catch-all. It's a strange series of decisions, I think, that you're seeing. This is why Congress has been so interested in exactly what they're doing.
You can read an online version of Joshua Kaur's article, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits, if you go to AmericanAM.com. Click on the guest page. There is a link to that article. Are the Nightline and the nightly news reports available at the ABC website?
Parts of them are. And I'm working to get them available on my website as well.
And that is, for our audience, the name of your website?
JoshuaKors.com, K-O-R-S.
Aptly named. And in some of the show prep here that Joshua sent me in his sleepless night was a press release that says Obama, Bond, Boxer, McCaskill, Murray, Lieberman introduce amendment to temporarily seize military personality disorder discharges. Tell us a little bit more about the movement on Capitol Hill since your article came out and how it leads to this this press release here.
Sure. Well, as you said, that group of senators has become interested. They've introduced an amendment to this upcoming spending bill to put an immediate freeze on these discharges. I think word of what was going on has creeped out bit by bit. I was on a radio program in Reno with Congressman Bob Stillner, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. He learned about this issue from me, became interested, and studied up on it, and will now be holding hearings about this later in the summer. When it comes to Senator Kit Bond, the conservative Republican who's been extremely active in protecting soldiers' rights. Yeah, I think his involvement comes from his own son, who has been serving in Iraq himself. That gives him a personal connection to exactly how these soldiers are being treated.
Now, it became an issue on the nightly news and Nightline last night. How did it gain ABC News' attention?
Well, in addition to being a freelance journalist in New York, I am also a graduate of the Columbia School of Journalism. Through a contact there, I was connected with Bob Woodruff, who is former anchor of the evening news program at ABC. And also, in addition to being a renowned Iraq reporter, a victim himself of traumatic brain injury from an IED blast he suffered there in the Middle East. Woke up one morning to a voice on the phone saying, good morning, I'm Bob Woodruff. I said, yes, you are. And we built things from there.
And how long ago was that?
That was a few months ago. And he and I have been working steadily on this report since then, going to Colorado Springs to speak with an informant there, to Ohio to speak with John Town, and to Washington to interview Barbara Boxer, Senator Kit Bond, and Congressman Filner.
And how long ago was it that you first started on the print article?
I've been working on this story for about 10 months now.
Okay.
Learned about Johnstown in September of 2000.
So a long, arduous path and a lot of hard work to get from there to now something that's really breaking through the national consciousness. Jim, you had something.
Yeah, have any of our candidates who are running for president picked up on this?
Well, okay. Yes. You know, as I said, Senator Obama is a key person in the breeze of personality disorder discharges that was proposed just this week. And Hillary Clinton, along with Christopher Dodd, they have both signed on to the letter to the Secretary of Defense.
What about anybody on the Republican side who stand for pretty much calling us the left wusses and they were un-American, unpatriotic? Have they stepped up for him?
You know, I haven't seen any of the Republican presidential candidates get involved in this issue.
Although, to be fair, I think if I scroll down to the bottom, it's isn't there about a 25 other co-sponsors and a bipartisan? It says 25 other Democratic and Republican senators wrote to Secretary Gates, not co-sponsored, excuse me, but signed off on the letter to express concern about the issue. So
yeah, it's very much a bipartisan issue. I think that one thing that's going to unite the Republicans and Democrats in a time in which they are strongly divided is caring for the soldiers. Everybody wants to see the soldiers coming back, get the best treatment possible. Right now, there's been an aggressive push by the military to make sure that doesn't happen. And that's why Congress is getting involved. That's also why the public has stepped up. Last time we spoke about how veterans groups from across the country have gotten involved with Johnstown's case. Specifically, the Veterans of Foreign Wars held a fundraiser for him. And just recently, rock and roll star Dave Matthews, who we interviewed last night on our Nightline piece, has been speaking about this issue at his recent concert, talked about it at his Radio City Music Hall concert, which is going to be released as a CD and DVD package. He came down to New York to speak with us about this issue. His fans, a devoted following that he has, have stepped up and raised thousands of dollars for Johnstown, helped him in a time in which his family was so broke, trying to push forward without any disability, medical, or financial benefits, they actually had to turn off their telephone. They stepped up, provided several thousand dollars for the family. And then Dave himself put a petition on his official website asking the Secretary of Defense to investigate and encouraging Congress to hold hearings. That petition has now had over 22,000.
We're speaking with Joshua Kors. The article that started it all, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits, the link for that article is on the AmericanAM.com guest page. So you can start there. You can go to joshuakors.com. That's KORS.com. And then, of course, I think if you Google ABC Nightly News or Nightline, you can probably find your way to the video itself. Joshua, when you started this so long ago, 10 months ago, has the outcome so far matched your expectations, exceeded your expectations? What?
I think it's been amazing. You know, my editor at The Nation magazine said to me, this is one of those stories that really could go far, but you just never know. And, you know, I think I've been aggressive in making sure people hear about it. When they do hear about it, it's something that everyone really jumps on and wants to take action. It's just that so few have heard about this personality disorder scandal. And that public recognition is coming bit by bit. So, Henry, I can tell you, I don't think this is the last you'll be hearing about this scandal or about Congress's actions to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I'm just a little confused. Was this Army policy or somebody else's policy to do this?
That's something that we're going to find out. Right now, all we can see is that it's unwritten policy. But across the armed forces, 5,600 in the last 6 years in the Army alone, 22,500 across the entire armed forces.
So then if it's across the entire armed forces, that means there's something else above this.
Joshua, let me just take a moment to say WWPR, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, AM 1490. Go ahead, Joshua, if you have time to answer that.
If I have time to answer.
My last question was,
if it's across the armed forces, that means it's not really within one of the branches of military, but it comes above them. It's from somebody above them, then.
That does seem to be the case. But you know, who it's coming from and exactly what the direction is, we'll have to see. My other line. It was good speaking with you, Henry.
All right. Thank you, Joshua. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye.
I think I heard a little System of a Down on his phone. He's a rock and roller, I think.
Oh, he's hanging with Dave Matthews.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, good to see that one of the guests that we have on makes a difference. You're listening to An American AM.